Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, here we go. Eddie, you're up first. You got about 15, 20 seconds. Give us something here.
Okay, so last time I told you that Randy Houser is creeping into my top 10 list. Well, I have my top 10 list of country artists, my favorite of all time.
So yesterday morning, you just kind of threw out there, Houser top 10 ever.
I think he's sneaked in there, yes. So I sat down, made a list, and he didn't just sneak in there. He's deep in the top 10 list.
Here are Eddie's top 10 favorite country artists of all time. Number 10.
Starting with 10, Little Texas. I was in their fan club. Big fan.
You were in their fan club? Did you pay for that?
It was like a $10 a year fee kind of thing.
Wow, but when you're a kid?
Oh, dude, it's huge. Yeah,
What did you get in the Little Texas fan club?
Like t-shirts, posters, signed posters. It was
awesome.
Did
you tell him that when he was in here?
I haven't told him yet. No.
I saw him at a concert.
Tim Rushlow?
Yeah, he came up to me. It was at Ben Rector's concert, the lead singer of Little Texas. He came up and sat down beside me. He's like, hey, man, how's it going? And it was dark. And I didn't know who it was. And then I was like, I squinted at him. I was like, oh, what's up, Little Texas? I mean, Tim. Yeah. All right, number 10, number 9.
Number 9, Eric Church, the Chief. Hey, and at number 8, here he is, Randy Houser, baby.
You like Houser better than Church?
I do. I mean, Church, I was a huge Church fan, and I still like Church, but Randy Houser with his new album and this whole interview that he did, and then he got to act and stuff, that's pretty cool.
Number 8.
He's jumped.
Okay,
yeah.
7?
Number 7, let's go Alabama, the band.
No, not the state. Not the football team.
Not the state.
Number 6?
Brooks and Dunn, let's go, baby.
Number 5?
Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning
number
ring.
4.
George Strait.
I got some oceanfront property.
Number 3.
The man, Willie Nelson.
Blue.
Number 2.
Tim McGraw. That's my dude.
But I like it. I love it. I want some more.
Number 1.
The greatest of all time, Garth Brooks.
I got friends in.
Pretty solid list, right on brand. You got,
yeah,
a lot of you got a lot of Texas in there.
Yeah.
From Little Texas to Willie.
George.
Alabama.
No, it's Alabama, man.
Okay. We got to clap for you earlier. All right, next up, here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Amy, I feel bad for you. I feel like we give you a hard time about your driving. You're not a good driver. We tell you you're terrible, and I think that's really rude of us.
Well, you say you feel bad for her, then you just continue to rip on her.
Because you run into fire hydrants to walls, you pop tires on curbs, and then you're teaching your daughter how to drive, which scares me. So I want to say maybe we're giving you a bad rap. And so we're going to give you a chance to test it out. I made you a magnet to go on your car so people can call and report your driving just like semi-drivers.
Oh, my God.
Is that our number for the show?
That's our show number.
It says, how's my driving? Call.
No way.
I'm not putting that on my car.
I knew it, Amy.
I'm not.
Yeah.
No.
Because you know how semi-drivers, it says, how's my driving? It has a phone number. Okay. And Amy, you always say, you always talk about instances where people give you the finger and you're like, I don't think I did anything. Well, now we're going to find out how bad of a driver Amy is.
I can't.
And so on the driving, it says 877-77-26229, which is 77 Bobby.
Bobby.
How'd you make that? Just internet?
Internet.
How much?
Like $17.
You paid $17.
Nah, he'll get reimbursed.
Hey, that's a great little segment there.
I mean,
should I change the voicemail too to, hey, if you're calling, to leave us a message, great. Or if you've seen somebody driving on the road erratically.
Yes, you have to.
I don't drive erratically.
Lunchbox is a genius.
You say you don't. So I want to, you know, you always say, oh, I'm not that bad of a driver. Well, we're about to find out how bad of a driver you are.
But then say someone is a listener and they see this magnet on my car, they're going to know it's me and my car and they're going to follow me home.
No, they're not. Our listeners aren't crazy like that.
So this is what I think. She's not going to put it on today for no reason. There'll have to be something at some point that you win.
Okay.
But I think it's hilarious. And keep that in your back pocket.
And you drive around with it for a week.
A week?
Well, it depends.
A day.
Maybe a year if you lose a big game.
A day.
Maybe it's a tattoo. Who knows? That's
this
funny.
Is...
What?
Awesome.
You're the one who brought up magnets on cars, though.
Yeah, you talked about getting your daughter one, so I thought I'd get you one.
Yeah, no, I thought about, like, hey, you know, teen driver, a driver that's learning. I can't remember the magnet, but it's for, like, learner's permit kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
now
I put a magnet
own.
When she's in the car. And that,
yeah. You've had a lot of struggles, though.
All right. Whatever, I'll put it on. I feel like it's a...
How about the week after Thanksgiving?
Like it.
Why? I didn't lose anything.
Okay.
I didn't lose this
All right,
week.
Pick a number 1 to 10. Lunchbox.
4.
Correct. All right.
Yeah!
There it is.
How did he do that?
I did it.
All he does is win, no matter what. Thank you, Lunchbox.
So
you're welcome.
We'll revisit it. Up next, here she is. Thank you.
I feel like last week or so, I told y'all about how my mom was showing me death because a cardinal flew into my back door and died. And I was like, what is this message trying to be sent? Because my mom is a cardinal.
You think she's a cardinal, yes.
No, I feel like I see her in the cardinals. And like, they visit me at the right time. And that one was something about death. Well, I feel like now she's visiting me again with something about life. And she was having so much fun in my backyard, having this fun little bath and water and playing around and just looked so joyful. So either it was a message about life and enjoying the things, it's what I felt
or
in the moment.
Or it was a bird taking a
bath.
Or
it was, yeah, a message about bathing,
not a message. No,
like
just
the bird,
a bird
was just cleaning
living.
Himself.
Or like water is a conduit of like, you know, just like getting things out.
I saw a story
out.
That reminded me of Amy. And
what?
I posted it on my Instagram. There in Asia, there was a Jesus statue. And the Jesus statue all of a sudden was like crying and had water coming off of it. And so all the people that lived in the village and even the town outside of the village, they all gathered and they saved the water and they started drinking it. And so a lot of people got sick because it turns out there was just a toilet that was broken that was overflooding into it, and they were all drinking. But they thought it was a sign because that statue was...
Okay, I would not drink water.
That might be the
Jesus
funniest story
statue,
you ever told.
Thinking,
you're talking about
no.
how a bird in your
that
backyard.
Is totally different. That one is very ridiculous.
But I was confused because the bird died, but then it came back to life.
No, different bird.
Different birds, man.
They send different messages
yes.
from her
oh,
mom.
So right
yeah,
before
not,
hit them with, oh.
There's not one specific cardinal.
Your mom's not one bird. She's many, of course. Why am I so crazy to think
dummy.
Your mom would just be one bird, so, not like, many?
People see their loved ones in all kinds of things. Butterflies. Haven't you heard that?
No.
Yellow butterflies.
Let me tell you a story about this Jesus. It was toilet water.
That's where they drink the water?
It was broken toilet water.
You said
sick.
One time your grandma.
But I didn't say I believed it.
A guitar fell over.
I know, but I never was like, and that was one time ever. I don't look for it. My grandma died, and she gave me this guitar before she died. And I remember right when she died, and I was like, hey, I don't know if you can hear me. And the guitar fell over.
That's crazy.
But even then, I'm like.
Well, I'm also
kind of like. I probably
like,
propped it up wrong.
Yeah, I feel the
I believe
same
that
way.
One more than the Cardinals, though. If Amy were to stand there and say, Cardinal, come land on my shoulder now, send me a sign. And it did. You got to believe
then
it.
Then we'd be in.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
Taking it back.
It's okay to want to see messages.
Absolutely, to want to, yes.
Right.
But to believe that they're all messages is...
That's why I say, I bring it to y'all like saying, I don't know, this could be this.
I don't know, you sound like you're saying, this is this.
Okay, Ray, I'm ready.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's in the Raging Idiots band, and most of what's said on the show is unplanned. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much, thank you very much. I finally watched episode one of Yellowstone, the new season's out. By the way, you can't watch it on the Paramount app. It's not there. Yeah, you have to watch it on Paramount Plus, the channel. So if you have cable on demand, I go, beep, hey, Yellowstone. I don't say, hey, Yellowstone. I just say, Yellowstone. And then it pulls it up, and you can watch the first two. And so I watched the first one, and I watched Lainey.
Yeah,
she did. Wilson.
She shows up at the end of the episode, and she actually has to act. Like, real line. She has a real character. She's got, like, a romantic interest type thing. And I messaged her right after. I was like, I felt really awkward when I first saw you because I'm like, please be good because I don't want to have to lie. And I don't have to lie. She was good.
That's awesome.
I never thought she was acting. Even though I saw her, it's weird to see one of your friends up there doing that. But she was good. I'm excited to see what's happening because she has a real role on this show. And so it's good. I mean, listen, is the show itself starting to jump the shark? Maybe. And it's not a spoiler because immediately when the show starts, it tells you this. But now that Kevin Costner's the governor, it's a little weird.
All right.
But we'll leave that where it is. Thank you. That's what's up. I don't think that's a spoiler, right?
No, because they said I've already read about that.
No, yeah. Okay.
I don't watch it.
And it's in all of the links that come up where they don't spoil stuff.
That's how the show starts, it's not a spoiler.
Okay. But
yeah.
Okay, good. All right, there you go. That's what's happening. Glad you guys are here. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My 17-year-old son had his driver's license for about a year, and it's been a constant headache. He was involved in a fender bender about 3 months in. Gladly, everybody was okay and the damage was minimal. He also lost his key fob. We had to pay $300 to get a new one. Now he got a ticket for speeding. My husband wants to punish him by making him work to earn to pay off the ticket, but I don't think that's enough. We did the same when he lost the key fob, and that didn't get through to him. I was inspired by Eddie's unique parenting methods and want to teach my son a lesson by making him walk to and from school for an entire week.
I like it.
We live about 3.5 miles from school.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
So it'd take him about an hour each way. He's 17.
Here's the thing.
Hold on. Well, let me finish.
Okay.
Yes. Would it be cruel to make him walk to school for a week? I'm open to you and other parents and your suggestions. I just need help. Signed, Mom Who Doesn't Want to End Up on the News. There's that email. Eddie, what were you going to say?
These unique little parenting things, the only goal I'm going for in this is for them to do something that they will remember forever. Like, I messed up, but I remember my mom, my dad made me walk to school. Yes, this is a long walk. It sounds crazy, but he'll remember it, and then he'll learn from it, and that's the whole point. You don't have to do it forever. Dude, 1 week, trust me, he's going to definitely take care of his key fob. He's going to watch how he's driving. I think it's going to be effective.
You're pro her technique.
I love
her idea. Okay, here's the thing. He's 17. One of his friends is going to pick him up.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Go around the corner, call your friend.
He's not going to walk it.
That's fine, though.
No, it's not.
But you send the message that I'm serious.
But it's not fine because his friend will pick him up. They'll get a good laugh, and they'll learn nothing from it.
Okay.
I guess
so. We follow him?
If you make the deal that he has to walk it the entire way and he does Find My iPhone while he's doing it and you can track it the whole time.
There you go. Now you're thinking, Bones.
A whole week?
Well, I'm not agreeing that that's the right thing. I'm saying if they do this,
okay, you
got to make sure because you don't want to, then you're punishing yourself too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I would do is I would say, look, the ticket was $200. You have 5 days here. Every day that you walk, it's $50 off the ticket or $60 off the ticket, whatever gets you there. You want to walk to school the whole day? $60. Otherwise, you pay it yourself.
But he doesn't have the money, so he'll have to get a job.
Or he'll walk it every day.
Okay.
Or he'll get the money somehow.
His buddy. Same buddy's going to pick him up.
But I think it's fine if he pays his own ticket, right? That's what you're learning.
Yeah.
But to walk it off, it's $60 a day. But if you do all 5 days, I mean, that's it. That's three. That's six times five.
Yeah. That'll work. The thing is, they're coming from like, hey, man, you're not driving right. You're losing your key fob. Like, as a driver, you're doing really bad. And now you have a ticket. So it's not only paying off the ticket. It's all of it. Dude, you're going to lose your driving privileges.
List the things you've done to your kids.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, you stuck one kid in the bathroom, made him listen to the song Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson.
Yes, because if you want to make a change, it all starts with the
Man in the Mirror.
That's right.
How long?
I don't remember. Maybe played the song 20 times.
Yeah, it seems to be getting a little shorter.
And then he was like, I get it. I don't think he's ever listened to the song again, but he understood what I was saying. And then another one is one of them had bad grades in school, so I made him eat bologna sandwiches for
every meal.
Yeah, it was only for about a week, maybe.
Maybe
2 weeks.
Every meal.
But that was to show that if you don't work hard, you're not going to get, because he likes food. So if you don't work hard, you're not going to get what you want.
You're not going to get the fine right. foods.
You're going to have to settle with bologna sandwich.
You're not going to get Sonic.
Correct.
You got to eat bologna sandwich.
Which he loves Sonic.
Who doesn't?
I get it.
Okay. To the mom who wrote this email, I think it's a fine idea. You know your kid. I think letting him pay it is acceptable because that's what real life is. But if he doesn't have it and he wants to work it off, I think making him walk to school is hilarious. Especially because it's not half a mile. It's 3.5 miles.
But you're right.
And
find
I would
that
track
iPhone.
It on iPhone. And I'd make him send check-in videos.
Nice.
And I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I knew it, Bones. I knew you would be there.
I'm cool with it. Anything that makes the kids, anything that gets them ready for life.
That's right.
Isn't that what it is?
You want to give them scenarios to get them ready for life.
There you go. All right, well, that's it. I feel good about it. Let's close the mailbag then.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. I want to talk about animals for a second with Brian Swanson, who he will go and he will remove animals from your house and he frees them and it's a humane way. He doesn't kill them. He was on an episode of Breaking Bobby Bones with me. You go to animalsremoved.com and see more about him. But I do, if it's okay, Brian, I'd like to talk about bears first. Do you know, do you have any experience with bears at all?
Just that one. It ended up being just a teddy bear with the batteries dying, but other than that, not too much.
We talk a lot about bears on the show, but we've never actually been attacked by a bear. But what do you think you should do if a bear comes up to you? What would you do? Would you run away, or would you be still and get big?
Well, first off, I'd probably not put myself in a situation where I'd be in front of a bear, but if I did happen to come across one, you don't want to turn your back to it. You kind of make yourself look big, but again, don't tick it off in the same sense. You know, don't yell at it and antagonize it.
Yeah, but my first thing to do would be to make fun of it and then show up my back and run away.
Make a Yogi Bear comment.
So yeah, for hey boo boo, and then I take off running. What about snakes? If we run into a snake and there's a snake, I don't know, a foot in front of us and it's ready to, what do we do?
Probably walk around it. Most of the snakes here we have aren't gonna come after you. So you just don't step on it.
Should I show up my back and antagonize a snake?
Yeah, don't poke at it with a stick or anything like that. Yeah, it'll be fine.
As the weather gets colder, what animals tend to start infiltrating our houses?
Ah, yes. Right now, squirrels get into the attics. Skunks are getting into the crawl spaces. Raccoons will get into both. Possums will get into your attic and crawl space. So, yeah, as it gets colder, they're all looking for that shelter, and our homes are nice for it.
Yeah, and right now we're dealing with foxes in my backyard, which I've been chronicling, and there were like 5 or 6 of them. And so Brian and his team put cameras back there to see the animals. Now, I don't live in a really rural area. Some people are like, well, you live in the woods, that's what you get. No, I don't live in the woods. And there are the cameras to catch the foxes, except these cameras have seen other animals in my backyard. Brian, what are these animals they've seen?
Your property's got armadillos. We've seen raccoons back there, possums. We have not seen the fox, and there's a good reason for that. You probably did have foxes. Obviously, you've seen them. But our cameras have caught coyotes and bobcats as well.
In my yard!
What?
Whoa. How do coyotes and bobcats get in my yard?
Well, there's quite a few digging areas underneath your fence, and then your gate's pretty it's not like a solid gate. So they can just, you know, get through it.
But how are there coyotes anywhere near? I mean, I don't, because I live near a road, a big road. There are cars. There's a school. Are coyotes just hanging around in people's yards, or were they there because of all the other animals?
Coyotes actually eat fox. So you don't have a fox problem anymore. I can guarantee that.
Now we have a coyote problem.
Coyotes took care of that.
Oh, your family of foxes.
Hey, that's circle of life, baby. That we didn't do that. The coyotes got them.
Yep. Yeah. They will either, if they know the coyotes are around, they'll just leave, and they will not come back for sure. And or the coyotes already got them.
But what about me? Let's talk about me for a second. What if I'm in the backyard at night, mm-hmm. and or in the morning because we wake up really early? Any chance I get attacked by a bobcat or coyotes or my dogs?
Your dogs more likely. Yeah. Not really you. They'll probably be, you know, run off. If they hear you coming, but if your dog goes after them, then that could be an issue.
Okay, but so what do I do? What do we do?
Well, we can, you know, you've got a pretty big fence, so there is a way to keep them out. One of them involving getting you a new gate. We'd either have to reconstruct your gate to where it won't allow animals to come in and out, or get you a new gate altogether.
Yeah, sounds expensive. I'll pass. Coyotes, welcome to the family.
Welcome home.
Yeah, welcome to the family, coyotes. Hey, okay, but we don't have foxes anymore. That's that was the whole goal with getting Brian, and it worked. Now, apparently, we have leopards and cheetahs and
coyotes.
People can come through, apparently take the safari tour and drive through. Is this stuff only at night, by the way? Do I have to worry about this in the daytime?
most of those animals we talked about are nocturnal. So, yeah, only at night.
Okay, here's the deal with Brian. If you're hearing noise in the attic or crawl space, they do free inspections to determine what it is and what damage they've caused. They'll also figure out how they're getting in and come up with a solution to keep them out. And, you know, that's Brian, animalsremove.com, where, you know what, the goal was to get the foxes and make them, well, now they are made. They're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, took care of that.
They're gone.
They could have just left on their own.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe they saw the coyote and they're like, we out.
You should see the video. And my, there's two coyotes right near the camera, just chilling, just hanging out. And they're not baby coyotes either. They look like they killed a few things. maybe a few humans. All right, hey Brian, I appreciate it. Thank you for all your help. And if you know, if it, what would eat the coyotes? What would make them go away? What's the next level up with an animal that will come and kill them?
That would be humans. Mm-hmm. That would be the, you know, predict cars.
Cars.
Yeah.
So just drive around the yard.
Okay, got it. All right, Brian. Hey, hope you have an awesome day. Thank you for all your help. And everybody go check out animalsremove.com. Bye, Brian.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. Here we go.
Cars.
We got coyotes and bobcats, but you know what I don't have? Boxes.
Boxes.
That was the goal. All right.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a tradition in Major League Baseball. Whoever won the World Series last year, the new World Series champ, they get pizzas sent to their front office by the former champion. So this year, the Astros won the World Series, and the Braves were the defending champs. So they got online, found a local pizza shop in Houston, and it was Frank's Pizza in downtown Houston. And they ordered a bunch of pizzas and sent them to the Astros and said, congratulations. It's a way to support local business and to say, hey, you're the champ now.
What if the guy at the local, old Frank, was like, wait, is this really the Braves?
And you want me to deliver them to the Astros?
Like, hey, what? Is there some prank? Because you know a little bit, be like, nah, come on. It's for real. Yeah, it's cool. I like it. They go to local businesses too.
Yeah, they don't just do a national chain. It's like they find a local shop close to the ballpark and say, let's give you some business.
Right, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know. Got to talk to Jimmy Allen. You know him from Best Shot.
Because when you smile, I see.
Make Me Want To.
Girl, what's your name? What's your dream?
Freedom Was a Highway.
The time was better wasted. We were summer young.
And he's on the phone right now.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jimmy Allen.
Jimmy, where are you right now?
I am in Kansas City. Where are you at right now? Oh, wait. Yeah, I know where you are.
Yeah, I'm in
the
studio.
Exactly where you are.
Hey, where were you with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I was there at the game.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
You friends with
him? Talk for a little bit after the game. Yeah, I am.
That's cool, man. I wish I had cool friends.
No.
You do, Jimmy.
Man, you do. The list goes on and on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not Patrick Mahomes, though.
Yeah, we're definitely not as rich.
I wanted to ask you about the CMAs for a second because you tweeted that you were sick and you weren't going to be able to make it. What happened there?
Well, I was diagnosed with exhaustion and something else. Health-wise, that I haven't, you know, put out publicly, but you know, I'll tell you offline. I'm just not ready for the world to know. But you know, it was so funny when it happened. Everybody was like, "We got COVID." I was like, "Nah, it ain't COVID this time." I wish
it was COVID.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, we're rooting for you, man. We're hoping the best for you. Hope you get healthy. I know you're running like crazy. You're out with Carrie right now. I saw you guys on the Carrie Underwood show doing it look like a choreographed dance number. Did you guys practice that?
Yeah, we did. It's something we started rehearsing before the tour started, and I think it's super cool. You know, because it's something, you know, that I feel like, you know, she's really stepping her game up, man. When it comes to just overall. Just like entertainment from, I feel like entertainment is just doing a bunch of things to keep the crowd's attention. You know what I'm saying? Give them their money's worth. So I'm like, not, maybe I'm biased because I'm on tour with her right now, but not only is she like just slaying people with these vocals, but man, she's flying and stuff, dancing, you know, telling jokes. It's really a beautiful thing to see.
Tomorrow, Jimmy will be on that pickleball show with Stephen Colbert. So when they reached out to you to play pickleball, were you already playing pickleball recreationally?
Man, I played pickleball one time before. I was like, wait, who's going to be there? And it's going to be on TV? Oh, sign me up.
So this whole thing benefits, I believe, Red Nose Day with Stephen Colbert. And can you tell us how you did? Are you embarrassed? Are you proud of your performance?
You know, me and Dierks Bentley proudly represented country music on opposite teams, but I'm super proud of what I did given the situation. You will see.
Given the situation that you've never played before?
Exactly.
Let me ask you this, and I got a couple things before we let you go here. You eat a bowl of cereal every night before you go to bed. Is that still a thing?
Yep, Honey Smacks or Crisp.
Oh, how about glazed donuts every night before you go to bed?
Yeah, one a night.
But for someone who is, you know, so dedicated to their physical fitness, to eat donuts and cereal each night, are you blessed with wonderful genetics, or are you just working that hard every other part of the day?
Man, it's genetics. You know, luckily I'm blessed because I haven't been on my workout kick for almost a year now. And man,
I admire the honesty. Yeah, I admire the honesty because most people will be like, "Nah, I'm hitting it hard." Jimmy's like, "Nope, born with it."
Hey, oh, this listen, I ain't doing nothing, bro. If I didn't have my genetics, I'd look like.
Wait, you can't say that. I'm gonna bleep out who you said. Jimmy. I'm gonna bleep that out because I ain't having that on. But that's hilarious. Okay. I ain't gonna have you throw yourself under the bus like that, so I'm gonna protect you there.
Jimmy!
Let me say this. I saw you on the Connors, which was Roseanne, then it's the Connors. You're acting, so are you wanting to act more? How was that experience for you?
It was great. I loved it. I'm actually carving time out away from touring next year to do more television. I love it. TV and film and hosting, they're all equally as important. Like, music doesn't trump either one of them. You know what I mean? Like, they're all equally important. So I'm at the place in my career where, you know, I've been blessed to have a few opportunities to jump into the acting world a little bit more, whether it's hosting, whether it's a sitcom, a couple of movie opportunities. So I'm about to do it. I feel like life's all about being happy. Okay, I'm going to keep making music the whole time, but I'm going to probably take a little break from touring for a few months and jump into this TV film pool.
What are you doing for the holidays, Jimmy?
I honestly have no idea. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't really make plans, you know. Me and my family, we're kind of just like, let's feel the mood and see what happens. You know, we got family, we can go stay in Delaware or Florida or California or stay in Nashville. It's kind of just a, you know, whatever we feel like doing without the pressure of my side of family or her side of family saying we need to do this. No, we need to do whatever we want to do. So we're just kind of just waiting until the day of or the day before and just making a decision.
Well, what you can plan for is shopping. And Black Friday is starting early at Macy's.com. Tons of great gifts that you can get your hands on before anybody else. $10 kitchen appliances, $25 fragrances, 70% off gold jewelry. It's everywhere. The best part is Macy's Wishlist Wednesday supports Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. So go to Macy's.com/purpose and donate to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America and help support their mission to inspire youth equity and empower kids to reach their potential. And remember to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade Thursday, November 24th, 9 to noon, which, Jimmy, I know you've been a part of before.
Yeah.
Go see Jimmy right now. He's on tour with Carrie. He's also got a children's book, My Voice is a Trumpet, and he'll be on the Pickleball Show with Stephen Colbert tomorrow night, and it'll be interesting to see what him and his partner do. That's all I know. I don't know anything else except that. Jimmy, appreciate you.
Man, thanks, brother.
Take a few breaths. That's all. Take a few breaths. Will. Get a nap. You know what's up, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
All right, see you, buddy. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. On the phone, John in Greensboro, North Carolina. Hey, John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, studio.
Morning. John, we have a chance here to win a big, fat Sonic gift card. Now, here's the deal. We're going to play the classic TV theme game, where I'll kind of talk through the intro to the TV show, like the song. If I said, show me that smile again, don't waste another minute on your crying. That'd be growing pains.
Growing pains.
Show me the smile. Show me that smile.
That's a hard one. But, John, you can pick Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie to play for you. Who do you think will get three? Just who do you think is going to win? Go ahead.
I'm going to say Lunchbox.
Okay, and who do you think is the worst at this game, Amy or Eddie?
Amy.
Okay, so Lunchbox, you're going to play Amy.
Okay.
And if you win, John wins. But if
Let's
Amy
go.
Wins, he doesn't.
So okay.
Amy, it's up to you to win.
Okay. It's hard when you talk it out, though.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, number one, you get five of these.
Let's go.
Write your answers down. When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gives off a warning and I don't think I'll ever make it on time, what TV theme song is that?
I'm in
for the win.
Lunchbox?
Saved by the Bell.
Amy?
Saved by the Bell.
Correct. When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gives out a warning. Next one. What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Oh, man, I hear it in my head.
I'm in.
Oh, I got it.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Got a Lunchbox?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Wonder Years.
Amy?
Wonder Years.
Correct.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Good job, guys. Next one. Love. Marriage goes together like a horse and carriage. I tell you, brother, can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
It's still going.
love, and marriage. Goes together like a horse and carriage.
Dang it.
I tell you, brother, can't have one without the other.
John, we're about to take the lead, John.
Yeah, because this is like right over the wheelhouse.
Yep.
I never watched this, but the dad sold shoes.
Anybody need an answer?
The dad was a shoe salesman. Love and marriage.
Incorrect. Lunchbox.
Married with Children.
Correct.
Yeah.
Love and marriage. Love and marriage.
Okay.
Go together
next.
Like a horse and carriage.
This, I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Okay, next up. Well, we're moving on up to the east side.
I'm in.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Dang it. The Jeffersons.
Lunchbox?
The Jeffersons.
Well, we're moving on up.
Moving on up
to the east side.
We're about to go undefeated, John. We're about to go undefeated.
You
mean perfect?
Yeah, we're going to have a perfect game, John. John, we're going to have a perfect game. Woo-hoo-hoo! Get those taste buds ready. Woo!
Here we go.
Yep.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries, it sure would help a lot.
I'm in.
Oh, Lunchbox is not writing.
I have no idea.
Making your way.
Making your way downtown.
In the world today. Takes everything you got.
Making your way in the world today. Making the world today. Making the world. Make the world today.
Not even singing the right words.
Making it in the world today is take all you got. All right, whatever. I'll put something down.
Let's go to Lunchbox.
Man. I put Friends.
Amy?
Oh, cheers. Making your way in the world today. Everything you've got.
John, we're not going to go perfect.
Let's go.
John, we're not going perfect.
Sure would help a lot.
Oh.
But,
yeah,
I know, man. And I watched Cheers. I just couldn't get that.
So this is a buzz in. You can stop me at any time.
I couldn't hear the theme.
Oh.
Go.
Say your name. It's speed round.
Okay. Oh, I love speed, baby.
What? Don't say that.
Why?
Here we go. Final one.
Uh-oh.
Buzz in with your name and I'll stop at any point. Action. Just sit. Right back. And you will hear a tale.
Lunchbox!
Lunchbox.
What?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air!
Incorrect.
What?
That's in West Philadelphia, born and raised.
A tale of a fateful trip.
What?
That started from Tropic Port?
Huh?
Aboard this tiny ship.
Lunchbox!
You're already out.
Oh. You're out.
I thought I got to ring in again.
No.
Listen, Amy.
Well, he's saying, he's got like 20 seconds between words.
No,
he's
listen
like, just
to the words.
Okay, hey, ready?
Hey, you gotta be quiet.
I hear the ship. I am listening
I'm
to words.
I'm just a cheerleader, man.
But I mean, right now, it could be Love Boat. It could be Gilligan's Island. I need to hear it again, but like, not.
No,
like,
you don't get to tell me how to do it. That's the whole point of the game, is I do it so you can't figure it out.
Just sit right here.
Sit back. Sit
just
right back.
Sit right back.
And you'll hear a tale.
And you'll hear a tale. Something like that.
A tale.
A tale about...
A fateful trip?
Fateful trip. Okay.
What?
Gilligan's Island.
Correct.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale.
You got cocky.
Lunchbox got cocky. He started yelling he was going undefeated.
Yep. He sure did.
And didn't even... First of all, it's one game. And then secondly, didn't even go perfect.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what do you want to say? Because you have failed John.
John, you know what I'm saying? I had to let Amy win one every once in a while.
No, but you didn't let her win, and he also didn't win a prize.
Yeah, John, it was a bad run there. John, we got a little cocky there. Dang!
Here's a voicemail from Scott in Ohio.
How do you make money on TikTok? I'm an old man.
Could you explain that to us later? Thank you. Love the show. Best show in the country.
I can explain it to you now. Well, TikTok, you don't really make any money per se by doing the TikToks. You make a little bit in that little fund, but you could be doing millions of streams, views, but you don't make a lot of money in that. Where you can make money selling ads. Where you can make money is if you're making music, sending people to stream your music. You can make money being popular and people subscribe to your Instagram or YouTube. There's a lot of ways to make money on TikTok, except on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, because that doesn't pay anything.
It doesn't. TikTok is not a good payer, but it is a great creator of other ways to make money. I did that fund for a little bit. I was like, yeah, I'll opt in. I had videos like 3, 4, 5. I had one went 6 million. I made like $1.19.
It's crazy.
Oh, I was like, this is not good. This is not the way to make money. Wow.
And when you open it, it's got confetti. It says, congratulations, you made $1.15.
17 like, cents. Wait, wow. What? I was so excited to go look at it because that video went to 6 million. I was like, I'm about to be rich. And so I went, yeah, $1.17, something like that. So that's what it is. TikTok is a way for you to grow a following and then use that to make money. You can do ads too, just like you can do ads anywhere else. The real money in content creation is in YouTube. That's where most people can make a lot of money. Mr. Beast, they offered him $1 billion for his biggest channel. He said no.
What?
He said no. Then they did the math on it. They brought in again. He's like, oh yeah, I wouldn't sell it either for $1
billion. Wow.
What?
$1
billion? $1 billion.
Wow.
From YouTube.
And he said no.
Gosh, Mr. I made Beast the wrong did. Choice.
You didn't. I don't think you would have done that anyway.
Choice?
I think you made a good choice. Yeah, yeah. Here's Bradley from Tacoma, because you still could have done that even here.
Yeah, but I didn't know you could make that much money on YouTube.
Yeah, but
no idea.
But he probably didn't either when he started.
He knew.
No, because he wasn't.
No, because okay. You know.
I'm arguing. Bradley in Tacoma, Washington. Here's a voicemail.
Morning, studio. Listen, I just made up a morning corny. What do you call a pessimistic antelope? A cantaloupe.
Yeah.
He loved that.
That's funny. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
People are more impatient than ever. New research says that half of all customers will not wait more than 3 minutes without being helped. 3 minutes and they're out. And speed is just, if not more important than price.
That's a long time.
It is. 3 minutes? Yeah.
Because you don't assume everybody needs help. But what's weird is sometimes they can't find enough people to work at a store. And you're like, hey, can I get some help here? And there's nobody working. Or everybody, because there's not a lot of folks, they're all working the register and there is no one. And it's not that there are lazy people. Well, it is lazy people who don't want to work, but it's not lazy people there that day.
Gotcha.
There just aren't enough people there working. But 3 minutes is a long time. Now, on the flip side of that, if I go into a clothing store and I'm looking at something and they just start laying clothes on my shoulder, put this on, try this on. Hell, you want this one? I'm like, whoa. That's too much help.
Yeah, like, you get to find the fine line.
Yeah, you walk in, you look at it. If they just go, hey, if you need anything, let me know. I'll be right here. That's what I like. And then if I do need something, I'll let them know. I don't need, you good? Yeah, I'm good. Okay. How about now? You good? Yeah, no, I'm good. Can I get you a water? I'm not drinking water.
Shopping here.
Yeah.
Looking for clothes.
So yes, it is a very fine line.
Gen Z is likely to feel respected when a brand responds quickly. So it's like, oh yeah, they see me. I feel good about this. It could be on the phone too. Like if you have to wait time or like even on social media, if a brand responds.
You know what I don't trust?
Yeah.
Leave and we'll call you back.
Oh, I do that.
Oh, no way.
About 75% of the time it works.
Really?
So I don't trust it every time. Yeah, it's not worth it to me.
About 100.
I'll get on Southwest, and most of the time they call me back. I say they're a good one, but some of the other ones, they just forget about me. And then I forget, too, that I was even on the phone with them. And then, like, 2 days later, I'm like, I'm still expecting a call from the buckle. And then there it is. They don't,
you
know, I got to start over.
What's the worst? I don't know if this happens to you, but when you're dealing with a really complicated call for a long time, and then suddenly the salesperson or whoever it is, the person working, disconnects from you.
That happens too. When they don't understand, they just hang up.
Exactly. They act like it was a technical thing, but they straight up hang up on me. I know it.
That happened to me with the cable company. I'm for sure of it.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't get this to connect. Well, have you tried?
They're like, forget this, I'm out.
And then they just blame it on my connection.
Yeah.
So dumb. All right, what else?
Researchers are testing a new birth control option for men described as a temporary vasectomy.
This is what you do. Here's birth control for men. You put them in a room with 8 babies. For 24 hours. You go,
it.
All right. These are your babies. 8 of them for 24 hours. Go.
You want these for the rest of your life?
Go.
You're not lying.
Yes.
So what this involves is injecting gel directly into the area. And they say it could prevent pregnancy for up to 2 years. So it's temporary. You're not having to get the, you know, full vasectomy, even though vasectomies are reversible anyway. But this is just a gel. So if Anyway, they're testing it out. We'll see what happens.
I don't even lie. You know how some people don't like to hear this show talk about gross stuff in the morning? Because they're like, I'm eating breakfast. I don't like to hear that ever because I'm alive. I don't like to hear that. It's that same feeling. I'm like, I don't want to hear that now. Okay, what else?
All right, so Riley Green. There was this girl. He's going to be on tour next year with Luke Combs, and he was talking to People Magazine about how he's dating Luke's day-to-day manager, and they've been together for a year. And he told People Magazine, quote, I've got a lot of ex-girlfriends who'd be blown away by that number. I just thought that quote was funny.
Yeah, no, I don't know that I ever talk about a lot of ex-girlfriends when I have a current. Maybe when I'm not with a current.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They'd all be shocked I've been committed for a year. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Hey, Devin, who goes by at Debon973 on TikTok, posted a video of this older lady who works at Walmart. Now, she's a greeter there, and he was talking to her, and she was like, hey, look, I'm not going to be able to really quit here until I get my house paid for, because she has to still pay her mortgage. And so he said, okay, well, let's help you with that. Now, again, Devin's just throwing this out there, and he set up a GoFundMe, and he said, hey, we want to help her get closer to retiring. The initial crowdfunding campaign was for $10,000, which even he thought was a bit much, and he didn't know if they would get to it, but why not try? But in less than 24 hours, they raised over $100,000.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So an optimistic campaign where he's like, I don't know if we're going to do this, but let's try it, turned into, one of those where you have to turn up it's $10,000 where you keep turning it up. So a week later, GoFundMe had surpassed over $170,000, and it was enough for her to be able to pay off her mortgage and retire.
Oh. That's amazing.
Like, he changed her life by doing it. He straight up changed her life. That is a great story. At Debon973 underscore on TikTok, that's a great story. Good job by you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.